Welcome to the Texas Values Report. This is Jonathan Sines, president of Texas Values. Great to be with you on another glorious week in the state of Texas. It's Holy Week. A lot of important things going on that matter to our faith, also that matter to our country, our culture. You know, in many ways, you look at this week, there's a lot of attention around Easter, as you would expect, right? Good Friday. Look, and as a matter of fact, if you're having any trouble with your kids being out of school Friday or having excused absence, let us know. That issue has been a flashpoint at times. There's a specific state law on this, okay? So it couldn't be any more clear. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a blog post up on our website and social media so people are aware of that. And that's information that'll be going out in an email today. But we want to make sure, as a baseline, if you will, that you're able to exercise your faith this week. You would think there'd be a no-brainer, but sometimes there's been some issues. We know, I won't get into all the stuff that we went through during COVID when people were just trying to have Easter services. And so, but hope you have you're going to have a wonderful Holy Week and some time with family and some time in reflection on how important it is to have that opportunity, not only for the resurrection of our Savior, but what that means for us as well, and that renewal, if you will, that we can have every day and as often as we think is necessary when we're connecting with our own faith, and for that to be a source of hope and optimism as we're moving forward. And boy, don't we need it, okay? When we look at some of the issues that we're dealing with in our society, in our communities, our state, and our country, it's good to be reminded of some things that don't change or shouldn't be changing and that we can count on. And look, I've got some really good updates from the U.S. Supreme Court. I'll touch on that towards the latter half, the second half of our time together today on this weekly show and podcast. U.S. Supreme Court heard a huge case on Tuesday. I was there with Mary Elizabeth Castle from our team, and I was glad I was a part of it. Big case coming out of the state of Texas. But we're going to spend a bulk of our time today talking with our guest, who is a local guest. I love when we have guests that are local. Maybe he can come into the studio sometimes. But our good friend Dr. Kevin Stewart is going to be our guest today on the Texas Values Report. He is an assistant professor of political science and the director of the Center of Faith and Culture at the University of St. Thomas. University of St. Thomas is a private Catholic university in the heart of Houston, sort of West Houston. It sort of used to be West Houston. It almost feels like it's central. Just a, 5 or 10 miles, if not, 3 or 4 miles off Allen Parkway or that area from the Houston, downtown Houston. Can you tell I'm from that area, grew up in Houston? So, Dr. Stewart's also been involved in other efforts, the Austin Institute, and some things in his hometown or where he lives currently. Dr. Stewart, welcome to the Texas Values Report.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. I'm a longtime fan of Texas Values, so it's great to be with you.
Well, and I appreciate that. We've got to do some work together many times over the years, some because, we needed to, because we were pushing back, some because we were able to really bring new information, bring studies, bring, some intellectual muscle to some important issues. You've been a big part of that. And so I appreciate that. And, here's a new frontier, not so new for you, but at least for us interacting with you in this capacity, in this new center, this new movement, an opportunity that you're having with a new program at the University of St. Thomas. But, a lot of our discussions have been about issues that relate to this push and pull, this tug of war, about things that, you and I and many people believe God's decided all these issues. I mean, it's really laid out when you look at sex and gender and things of that nature. But we've got a society all around us in many ways, particularly here in Central Texas, that want to take people in a different direction. They want to cause confusion, right? And for people to doubt. And so it's good to have some resources that people can look to. Tell us real quick, before we get into a little bit more of the deeper discussion, how long you've been a professor at the University of St. Thomas and why it's been important for you to be a part of that institution.
Yeah, so I've been at UST for a couple of years now, and it's a great and vibrant Catholic university that Texas should be very proud of, a faithful Catholic Christian university where people will go. We don't, for example, have or require a DEI statement from our faculty members. Instead, we require a statement about Christianity in academia today.
Well, and real quick too, before you were doing that, you did some work for the Austin Institute. Tell us a little bit about your professional background and what has inspired you, if you will, or led you to be involved in these fields of study.
Yeah, I think it's vitally important, and this is kind of the through line for my career on this. It's vitally important not only to say no to bad things, not only to stop bad things from happening, but to propose the positive alternative. When people introduce confusion, it's not only enough to stop the confusion, but to say what the truth is. And so that's really what's been motivating me personally, and what motivates this new program, this graduate certificate in sexuality and gender.
Well, and I want to hear more about that, and certainly for the benefit of our viewers and listeners today. If you're watching on Facebook or you're on YouTube, like this video, share it. Let's get into some groups, into some chats, so we can expose more people to the conversation. I'm going to do that right now on my own Facebook page, so we can have more people that can benefit from this conversation, this very important conversation that we're having today with Dr. Kevin Stewart. So the University of St. Thomas marked International Women's Day with the launch of the new Sexuality and Gender Studies program. That was towards the end of last month, towards the end of February. So some good connection points there. We know whether it's, you know, trying to save women's sports, whether it's, you know, kids that are being talked into or encouraged to try to change their sex, if that's even possible, through dangerous surgeries and medications of things of that nature. A lot of these issues are all around us. Y'all are trying to sort of, you know, clear this out and be this calm in the middle of the storm. Tell us about this new program at the University of St. Thomas. And as I understand from my notes here, that it might be the first of its kind.
It is. It's the first of its kind. It's unique. A lot of people are scared to touch these issues. But, you know, a fundamental commitment for the university and for all of us on the faculty is that there's only one truth. It's all God's truth. So there's nothing to fear about science done well. There's nothing to fear in philosophy done well. But there's a lot to fear in those things done wrong and warped. And part of this program comes out of my experience. Another previous job that I've had was the headmaster of a Catholic high school. And there I developed a great deal of empathy and heart for our faithful who are on the front lines, because this issue is crossing their threshold, or they wake up every day in fear that today is the day this issue crosses their threshold. And do they know what to say? Do they know whom to call? Are they gonna make a misstep? And so this program is to help them, help equip them to face this issue confidently, charitably, right, with compassion for those that affects, the parents and the kids alike, but also with the truth, because it's only through the truth that real healing can occur for those affected by these issues.
Well, I'll tell you, we're talking with Dr. Kevin Stewart. He is an assistant professor of political science and the director of faith and culture at the University of St. Thomas, which is a university right there in the heart of the sort of west part of Houston, just outside of downtown. You know, if there was a gender study courses when I was a student at the University of Texas, you would not have been the professor, right? I might not have been allowed to be in the course, okay? I'm kidding, sort of, but I took some classes in sociology at the University of Texas. Now, they were not gender study classes, but they sort of, you know, I don't know, tiptoed around these issues, or at least opened it up to where maybe we would discuss some of these things. Now, this was 25 years ago. We weren't talking about men competing in women's sports, but there were some issues related to this that were already starting to bubble up a little bit. But if there was a course about gender studies, and I would imagine that's the case for almost every other university, it would not be going in the direction or telling people the truth with some fundamental principles like you're doing with this course in this new program, which I think makes it really relevant and exciting and so valuable, right? You think about the college kids coming up this day. I have a senior in high school. I have another son who's a sophomore. I have a daughter that's about to go into her freshman year in high school. To your point, I mean, you know, you can't avoid it. You got to be ready when the battle comes to you or the conversation comes to you in one way or another. And it's going to. I mean, it's just inevitable. And it's not anything to be afraid of, but I mean, it's really commonplace now, right? So I do think there are a lot of people, young and old, that would love to be equipped and love to learn more about how do I have this conversation. And how do I draw from my own particular faith, from my Christian faith, so I can have a meaningful conversation? And you know, sometimes, Dr. Stewart, it's going to be hostile whether we want it to be or not. Just even us saying, well, my particular Christian faith says, and that might be all you get out of your mouth before somebody jumps all over you, but it's incredibly relevant. But I also think from an academic perspective, right, from an intellectual perspective, saying, hey, here is a smart and thoughtful way that we can have these conversations and make it harder for people to try to escape, you know, these truths that are not so convenient for them.
That's right. So the program consists of four courses designed to get people in and out in a year. The first one is all about the nature of the human person, right? What is a human being? Because if we get clear on some of the mistakes that are made there, it will prevent us from making a lot of errors. Then we cover every time any of these issues comes up, people ask, how in the world did we get here? How did things get to the point that we have men trying to compete in women's sports? And so we're going to answer that question with a class on the history of sex and gender. And then the third class is the science and social science of sexuality and gender, where we dig into all of these studies to see what the science actually says. And people will be shocked by what they find there. Instances where the data itself is good, but the author of the data might actually lie about what his or her own data says on the issue. We found instances of that. We've when I was at the Austin Institute, we scored retractions on some of this stuff. So I'm very familiar with with what's going on there. And then the fourth class is a professional applications class. If you're in law, if you're a nurse, if you're in education, these issues look slightly different. And so we'll have individualized by profession applications courses. A huge point is we'll be drawing on some of the leading national experts on these issues. These classes are taught synchronously online, kind of like we are right now.
Yeah.
And what that allows us to do is pull in the best experts wherever they are to speak to these issues. And we've got some of the best, our faculty members will be known names to a lot of your listeners and a lot of our good folks here in Texas.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Kevin Stewart. He's Assistant Professor of Political Science and Director of the Center for Faith and Culture at the University of St. Thomas, which is in the Houston area, a new program that they're launching, the Sexuality and Gender Studies Program. I'm just saying, if you need anybody that sort of has experience on the street on how these issues play out or at the state capitol, you let me know. I'm your guy. But I know our colleague Mary Elizabeth Castle's right there as a part of the faculty there. She's an adjunct professor. I think she teaches her classes remotely, but I think she may have some time on campus at the University of St. Thomas from time to time as well. You know, it's interesting too, though, Kevin, because you think about how these issues are getting so much more attention. To your point, how did we get here? And I think for a while, like when I was a student in college at the University of Texas, it was like, oh yeah, that's their course. That's sort of way over there. And, you know, and not that it was ignored, but, you know, it didn't touch so many areas of our life. You know, you almost had to, you know, stumble across it, right? But you mentioned Austin Institute, our good friend Mark Regnerus, that's leading so much great work there. That's what happened to him at the University of Texas. He was just simply trying to do social science work and produce an academic and intellectually honest and accurate study. And, you know, it was attacked the messenger, right? I mean, he almost lost his opportunity to be a professor there. And I was one of the lawyers that was helping back him up. And so there's a lot of risk involved for people that try to just print the truth. And so, and then people that will, you know, that have the courage to do that will be attacked. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure I can see for people, sadly, to lie and say what's not true because it doesn't fit the political narrative that some people want, which is, you know, very concerning. But I imagine you don't have to worry about that at the University of St. Thomas, at least not from, you know, the power structure.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, the old saying is a lie can get around the world before the truth has its boots on. And here, what we're talking about today is the truth is getting its boots on now.
Yeah.
And it worked in the case of, you know, you mentioned Mark's experience. I just read recently in an academic article in the abstract that it is now is now a settled conventional wisdom that there is an advantage for children raised in a two-parent home with their biological parents. So my question was, so where does Mark Regnerus line up to get his apology? Because what he was saying a decade ago, and they tried to run him out of academia, is now conventional wisdom throughout academia.
Well, you know, and it goes back even further. When I was a sociology student at the University of Texas, there was a professor there, and I don't know if he was left or right or wherever, which is to his credit, named Norville Glenn, that was writing about this. You had books from people like David Papineau with the title Life Without Father. I mean, there's so much history demonstrating that in, you know, just as sort of a matter of fact, but to give people some perspective. And now we're in a time in society where you got to fight all these people off that are attacking you really just for kind of reiterating something we've known for a long time, but it's relevant, right? And so tell me real quick, the course, the program launched towards the end of February. What's the feedback you're getting so far? What are you hearing?
A ton of interest. People saying, I need this. People saying, I've been waiting for something like this. Especially all those professionals who are coming into contact with these issues in their professional environment. So we're getting strong interest and would love to see it.
Yeah, well, look, and as I mentioned, it's timely, right? And so I think that is smart on your part and the university's part of not saying, well, you know, that we're not going to worry about that. We know what our Catholic faith says. We don't need to have a discussion. Students know this issue. We don't need to in any way suggest that it's sort of up for debate and then equip them. But that's not true. You know, as we've mentioned a couple of times, the fight's going to come to you. It's going to touch you in one way or another. So you need to be prepared. And I think for that next generation, and maybe people at an older age too that want to come back or involved in some of these programs or getting their graduate degree, whatever it is, for them to know, oh, I need to know a little bit more about these topics, right? You could be an employer. You could be running your own business. You could be an academic. You could be in so many different settings where these issues are going to come to you, even if it's, you know, you just want to have a, you know, be able to talk about it thoughtfully, or it might get raised to another level where it's a legal issue and you might, you know, find yourself in court or find those kind of threats, or just want to have a more deeper understanding for it in many ways. So I think there's a lot that's offered there. You know, I mentioned I've got kids that are, you know, in high school age going off to school. And we can think sometimes our private schools that do a good job, you know, are crippling kids, but sometimes they're not getting at this level. But I'm curious about this. Is this at the undergraduate and graduate? What are the different levels of degrees that people could be attaining where they could have an opportunity for a course like this?
Sure, that's a great question. So this one starts at, because we want the conversation to be at a very high level and it's geared for professionals who are on the front lines, this first offering is a graduate level program, but we will be rolling out undergraduate courses as well in time, to help equip people before they're out in the workplace on these issues. Because as you mentioned, lots of us don't want to find ourselves in the spotlight, and so it's tempting to believe that we can hide away from this issue, that we can just ignore this issue and it will go away and it won't touch us if we don't touch it. That's just not true. That's a fantasy, unfortunately. There is nowhere to go to hide from these issues. The best thing all of us can do is to be adequately prepared when this issue finds us to respond to it.
Well, as you've experienced personally, you can't even go to a country town like Taylor, Texas and hide from it, right? And that town is certainly growing with Samsung taking up shop there and putting a big facility up and so on. But, you know, look, I mean, you and I interacted on this issue where they, you know, they have drag queens and the Christmas parade and all the stuff that's been going on in that community. And a lot of that is because the absence of people having good information. Some of that is politically based. Some of that is people on the left that are just trying to push their agenda. They could care what you and I think or other people think about what the real facts are. But there are sometimes people in the middle that if they had a stronger understanding of this, I think we could push back or maybe slow some of these things down and we would have a little bit more of a fighting chance. And I know a lot of that stuff going on in Taylor's not over. There's a lot of unfinished business, but a lot more awareness was brought to the table because of those issues. You're a big part of that. And we'll see what happens in the coming years as that community and others find themselves grappling with these things. And a lot of it, in my opinion, comes down to voters being educated about what's going on, so you got the right type of people in place. So I'm really excited about the course. Go ahead.
People of faith need to know that the truth is on our side. The science is on our side. We just need to get ourselves informed about what those are and what it actually says.
Yeah. And you can say, hey, that's what my professor told me, right? You know, if that's what you need to get a little bit more credibility behind your argument, it matters to some people. But, you know, I do think people are, the ability to state it from a deeper intellectual place helps, because there's so much you're going to have to push back, and it's going to have to a lot of times take more than, well, the Bible says this. That's enough for me, but that may not be enough for other people. And you, when you can combine it with some other evidence and facts that match up well, I think it's going to be such a strong way to handle these issues and to show the other side, if you will, or whoever it is, we are not afraid to engage in this discussion and debate, because to your point, we got all the good information on our side. You know, let's talk, let's bring it up. And so, listen, I'm excited about what you're doing. I think it's a huge step in the right direction. I think a university, a Catholic university, a private university, getting themselves out there, giving students and families and professionals an option to say, you know what, I want to learn about this, but in a place that I feel respects my values and I can trust. And so I think that's what you guys are right on. So Dr. Kevin Stewart is leading this program, the Sexuality and Gender Studies program at the University of St. Thomas. You can go to their website to find out more about that work. You can go to their Twitter at UST_CFC to find out more about the Center for Faith and Culture. And you can watch some of the interesting things that may be happening in Taylor today or tomorrow with Dr. Kevin Stewart. Dr. Stewart, thanks for being our guest today on the Texas Values Report, and thanks for all the great work you're doing.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Okay, I got about 3 minutes left, and I'm going to do sort of the speed round drive-through as Dr. Stewart exits our Zoom room about my time at the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, I've been licensed for 20 years now as a lawyer in the state of Texas, and, you know, that's something that when I think about is I'm so grateful, you know, and proud of, if you will, and, you know, when I reflect on it from time to time, it's something that also makes me think about, wow, I've been involved in this work a long time, but I still get excited when I go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm not always excited about traveling and switching planes and all that, but when you're on the ground, and you don't have to be a lawyer to appreciate it, but to some extent that may add, you know, to a higher level, and you're looking at this historic building, the columns, you know, some of the most important decisions on court cases have been made in that building, right? You know, the arguments that have been made. You know, we've stood there so many times when cases have come from Texas. So we were there Tuesday, myself and Mary Elizabeth Castle, our director of government relations, government affairs from our organization, because there was a case out of the state of Texas that was being argued at the U.S. Supreme Court. So look, anytime there's a Texas case that's at the U.S. Supreme Court that relates to some of our issues, it's almost a certainty that we're going to be there. And sometimes we've got a direct involvement. Sometimes we're in more of a support role, which is what we were in this time. We were a part of a legal brief that was filed at the U.S. Supreme Court supporting common sense measures. This is what this case is about, all right? That there should be safety measures in place when chemical abortion pills are taken. This is not the pill in regards to contraception. This is a drug that is taken after the woman's pregnant, that is designed to end that baby's life, to end that pregnancy, right? And so we're talking about a completely different thing. Do not get confused by others in the media. That's what this is about. This is a chemical abortion pill, okay? That's what it does. But it's a two-part process, but there are documented evidence that it's dangerous for women, that it is creates some of the most awful circumstances that women have to go through. And now, because post-COVID or whatever excuse is being made, the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administration, at the federal level, is now backing off some safety regulations that they had in place. One being that you got to meet with a doctor when you have this drug administered, right? Now you can get it through the mail. Girls are basically having an abortion in their dorm room. That's where it's taking place. One of the things we heard there at the rally we were a part of is a woman describing in graphic, heartbreaking detail of blood running down her leg, of the baby leaving her body in the shower and it getting caught up in the drainage of the shower, right? And so, look, this is not a situation women should be going through. That's what this case is about. It's not about whether there's going to be abortions or whether this pill is even going to exist. It's about whether or not there will be common sense safety regulations that were in place for almost two decades. So go to our website, social media, and find out more about those details. We hope we have success. But that's what we do. We don't just sit behind a microphone or a camera and tell you. We go there. We show our support. We were in tons of media interviews trying to get the truth out on this issue. That's why you should consider making a donation today as we get towards the end of the month. These things that we do are expensive. Having the expertise that I do and other members of the team does take a certain amount of investment. You're not going to just get it anywhere. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation today at txvalues.org. And that's how together we can protect faith, family, and freedom in Texas. And we'll talk to you next week on the Texas Values Report, and happy Easter.